Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com. Do you Baugan?
Este verano es el momento perfecto para que tu empresa se ponga a tono con el inglés. Los cursos semanales de 20 horas Impact en empresas son la respuesta. Pero escucha, ahora os lo ponemos más fácil. Nuestros profesores Baugan se trasladarán a vuestras instalaciones para que podáis realizar estos cursos intensivos en vuestras oficinas. Más información en el teléfono 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Baugan o en baugantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
En Baugan pensamos en todo. Por eso, y por petición popular, lanzamos nuestro libro Inglés para ligar y todo lo que viene después. Consíguelo ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Baugan o en baugantienda.com.
Escucha, descubre, aprende. Esto es Baugan Radio.
Welcome back to the Drive Time Show. It's 7 o'clock, everybody. Just like that, it's 7 o'clock, which means it's time for another interactive section. That's right, let's go ahead with today's What's That Sound? What's that sound? What's that sound? What's that sound? Oh my gosh, yeah. If you want to participate, you can write in. Tino, how can they find me on Twitter?
Tuiteanos, arroba IM Guillemillar. O sea, I'm Kyle Miller.
That's right, I'm Kyle Miller is the name on Twitter. Write in and tell me what the sound is. Describe the sound. Let's hear it. Hmm. Oh, I know what this one is. I know what this sound is. Yeah. Yeah, I think we all know what this is. So write in. Tell me what it is. Describe it, everybody. And we'll talk about it a little bit later on in the Drive Time program. But for now, why don't we go ahead with today's pronunciation.
How are you?
No. How are you?
I'm very excited.
I'm very excited. Not very. I'm very excited.
Would you like to go?
No, you have to say, would you like to go?
Pronunciation.
Pronunciation, everybody. And today we're going to look at, well, the SH sound. The SH sound. And we have some tongue twisters. Trabalenguas, right? Tongue twister. Like, because it literally twists up your tongue. They can be challenging, but we're going to practice with the SH sound today. So the dynamic between the S and the SH. So, for example, should she shower with Danish shampoo? What do you think, Tino? Should she shower with Danish shampoo? Con champú danés? Debería duchar con champú danés?
Bueno,
should she?
Bueno.
Should she? Why not? Should she shower with Danish shampoo? Okay. Shannon's handshake is typical of a shy person. Shannon's handshake, right, is typical of a shy person. So you can repeat these sounds, repeat them out loud, right? Shh, shh, shh. If only we had a camera here and you could see my mouth, because shh, shh, I'm like, imagine, shh, we have to be quiet. Shh, shh, shh. My mouth is kind of circular. But no, it's there's more of a smile to it. There's more of almost a smiling look to my face. Should Shannon's handshake is typical of a shy person. Now the sheik shaves without shaving cream. The sheik shaves without shaving cream. Yeah. The bishop was ashamed of the fisherman's foolish fetish. My gosh, what a sentence. Sherry is shy and blushes when she's at the seashore. To blush. This is when you get color in your cheeks, right? Your cheeks turn red. She's foolish to shoot sharks with a shotgun. She's foolish to shoot sharks. Tirar a tiburones con una escopeta. Shoot sharks with a shotgun. She's foolish. What a foolish thing to do.
Ay, madre.
Yeah. Shrimp can be shrewd in shallow water. Shrimp. Yeah. Shrimp can be shrewd in shallow water. There are no ashes in the ashtray. No hay ceniza en el cenicero. Hombre. Even in Spanish, no hay ceniza en el cenicero. There's no ashes, or there are no ashes in the ashtray. The plane crash in Shanghai was a shock to everyone. The plane crash in Shanghai was a shock, a surprising shock to everyone. Okay. So there you have it. One more. Let's do another one. The most typical, the most famous tongue twister probably in the English language. Everybody knows this one. She sells seashells by the seashore. She sells seashells, conchas de mar, en la orilla de mar, no? The seashore. She sells seashells by the seashore. Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. She sells seashells by the seashore. It's the most typical classic tongue twister. Okay. There you have it, folks. The SH sound. A little practice with the SH in today's pronunciation section, right? The pronunciation section. Well, let's push forward. Why don't we go ahead with today's What's the Difference?
Like, make, do, go, come, take, bring.
What's the difference?
What's the difference? Yeah, today's What's the Difference. I want to talk about the verb esperar and hope, wait, and expect. Espero que no esperes que te espere. I hope you don't expect me to wait for you. Yeah, I hope you don't expect me to wait for you. I'm talking about hope being an expression of desire. Hope is what you want. You hope with your heart. It's what you want. You expect with your head. Expect is an expression of probability. So if you say, I expect to be there tomorrow, I expect to see you soon. If you say that, then you believe that you're going to see that person soon. So you expect, like I say, you expect with your head. You hope with your heart. Hope is an expression of desire, whereas expect is an expression of probability. You expect with your brain, right? I expect that I will die some. Well, I know I'm going to die someday. Everybody dies. I hope I don't, but I expect I will. I have a neighbor, in fact, who's 92 years old. She's a very nice lady. I like her a lot, but I expect she's going to die soon. I'm not being mean. I'm just being realistic. I expect she's going to pass away soon because she's so old and she's not very healthy. I hope she doesn't, but I expect she will. I could say, for example, I hope, here's one where I hope I win the lottery this year, the Christmas lottery, but I don't expect I will. I expect I won't win it this year because I know the probability of winning is very low. I hope I win the lottery, but I expect I won't. But sometimes you hope for something and you expect it, of course. Like, I hope to get home safely tonight after work, after the radio show. I'm gonna walk home. Yeah, I can walk home after the radio show. I'm going to walk home, and I expect to get home safely. Of course, I hope to get home safely, too. I hope I don't get hit by a car. And I don't expect I will get hit by a car. I mean, I've been walking around this city for 13 years, and I haven't been hit by a car yet. So I expect that today will be the same. I expect that I'll get home safely. I hope I get home safely. Now, wait is esperar también, also esperar, but in the sense of being idle, being parado, being stopped, being in a sense of expectation of something happening. Right? You're waiting for something to happen. I'm waiting. Now, with wait, we also have an element of desire. You don't normally say, I'm waiting to pay my taxes, because most people don't enjoy paying their taxes. Right? But we can say, I'm waiting for some news. I'm waiting for a phone call. Sir, I can't leave the house. I'm waiting for a phone call. I'm expecting it at any minute. But I'm waiting for the call to come in. Right? Hope, wait, expect. And in fact, we can practice with a little bit of translation. Why don't we do this? Just a few sentences of translation. So I'm going to give you a sentence in Spanish and you can translate it into English. How does that sound, Tino? Tino will give you 4 seconds, 4 or 5 seconds to come up with the correct translation. Can we do this, Tino? Okay. Espero que sepas lo que haces. I hope you know what you're doing. Espero que sepas lo que haces.
¿Qué es, hombre?
Bueno, I hope you know what you're doing. ¿A quién estás esperando? Who are you waiting for?
Tino.
Maybe. Hey, who are you waiting for? Estoy esperando una llamada en 20 minutos. I'm expecting a call in about 20 minutes. En unos 20 minutos, I'm expecting a call in about 20 minutes. ¿Qué esperabas? What did you expect? ¿Qué esperabas? Hey, what did you expect? Espero que todo salga bien. I hope everything turns out okay. ¿Esperas mucho de tu gente? You expect a lot from your people. Expect a lot from your people. Espero que no tengas que esperarle mucho tiempo. I hope you don't have to wait for him for a long time. Ooh, nice, right? I hope you don't have to wait for him for a long time. Espero que mi gente espere mucho de mí también. I hope my people expect a lot from me, too. Yeah. Espero que a Morgan no se olvide la cita. No se le olvide, excuse me. No se le olvide la cita. I hope Morgan doesn't forget the appointment. I hope he doesn't forget. Espero que no me hayas estado esperando. That's a good one. Espero que no me hayas estado esperando. I hope you haven't been waiting for me. So this you're saying, desire. I have this desire. I hope that you haven't been waiting, standing here waiting for me. I hope you haven't been waiting for me. Hmm. Okay. ¿Qué esperas aprender con estas listas? What do you expect to learn from these lists? Estas listas. These lists. Hmm. There you go. Okay. Hey, why don't we... I think that's been a good practice of hope, wait, and expect. Broken down, desglosado a little bit, and analyzed. Hopefully that makes sense. I hope you have understood. I hope you weren't expecting me to give you more examples. I expect that maybe you learned something. I also hope you learned something. I hope you're not waiting for more examples. I hope you weren't expecting me to give you more examples. I expect you've learned quite a lot, and I hope you enjoyed my explanation. If not, well, if it still seems confusing, you can practice with the sentences again by listening once again at evox.com, ivox.com, ivox.com, and put in drive time, and you'll get lots of episodes. But if you search for today's program, June 13th, 2017, well, you can listen to that again and work through that little challenge. We're going to take a really quick break, everybody, but I'll be right back.
En Vaughan pensamos en todo. Por eso, y por petición popular, lanzamos nuestro libro Inglés para ligar y todo lo que viene después. Consíguelo ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com.
¿Quieres ganar confianza con el inglés y mejorar tu comprensión auditiva? Vaughan Town es un programa de inmersión lingüística en inglés diseñado para avanzar radicalmente en solo 6 días. En Vaughan Town convivirás con voluntarios nativos angloparlantes durante todo el día. Es una dosis concentrada de una estancia en el extranjero. Este programa es ideal para personas que llevan un tiempo estudiando inglés y necesitan practicarlo de verdad, y para aquellos que buscan resultados sustanciales e inmediatos en poco tiempo. En solo 6 días duplicarás de forma asombrosa tu comprensión auditiva de distintas variedades del inglés y tus habilidades para comunicarte en inglés. Ganarás confianza con el idioma y perderás la vergüenza a hablar en inglés. Ven a Vaughan Town y vive una experiencia de 6 días equivalente a 500 horas de clase.
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana? Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Drive Time Phrasal Verb!
All right, it's time for the Drive Time Phrasal Verb, everybody. We haven't done this section for a while, and so we're going to look at two, not one, but two phrasal verbs, two for the price of one, because I'm generous today, right? I'm generous.
And me encanta.
Me alegro. I'm glad. So today we're going to look at two phrasal verbs related to the world of business. Business. We have to put aside money. To put aside money. So to put aside is, yeah, essentially to guardar dinero, to save money, save up for something particular. Ahorrar dinero. To save up. To put aside. Ahorrar para algo específico, to save money for a specific purpose, right? So to put aside. So a good way to practice with the phrasal verbs is by simply answering questions with them, okay? So give me an affirmative answer. En voz alta, out loud, okay? Say it out loud. Answer my question. Did your grandparents put aside a little money every month? Yes, my grandparents put aside a little money every month. Has she put aside any money for college? Yes, she has put aside some money for college. Do they regularly put aside a certain percentage of sales? Yes, they regularly put aside a certain percentage of sales. Right? So that we're talking about the sales revenue, putting it aside and saving it for something else. Are you going to put aside a portion of what you earn each month? Yes, I'm going to put aside a portion of what I earn each month. So to put aside, ahorrar, to save or to save up. Well, the other phrasal verb is quite simply that, to save up, which is simply ahorrar, to save up, to keep money for a large expense in the future. Usually you save up for a new car, save up for a vacation, save up for a new house, maybe. So again, give me an affirmative answer out loud. Did they save up for a new television? Yes, they saved up for a new television. Do you think they've saved up enough for their supplies? Yes, I think they've saved up enough for their supplies. Do you save up a little bit of money every month? Yes, I save up a little bit of money every month. Will they save up enough to buy a new car in 3 years' time? Yes, they will save up enough money to buy a new car in 3 years' time. In 3 years' time, en tres años, that's a very common way of saying en tres años, in 3 years' time. In 3 years, or in 3 years' time. I don't know where I'll be in 5 years' time. I don't know if I'll be here or not in 5 years' time. So there you have the two phrasal verbs today, to put aside and to save up. So put aside is ahorrar dinero, to save money for a specific purpose. And save up is very, very similar, usually used for a large purchase, right? To save up for a house, to save up for a car. I'm putting aside money every month. Why? Well, I'm saving up for a new house. I'm saving up for a car. I'm saving up for a trip to Florida or whatever, right? So there you go. Two phrasal verbs today. All right. Hey, why don't we go ahead and have a look at today's common mistake?
I'm passing a good time?
No, I'm having a good time.
I am here since an hour.
I've been here for an hour.
What time do you lunch?
What time do you have lunch?
Where'd he go?
No, no, no. Where did he go?
Common mistakes.
Ooh, it's time for the common mistake, everybody. Yeah, today's common mistakes. A common mistake, it's a very important customer. Well, a very important competitor. Instead of saying a very important competitor, we'd say a major competitor. A very important problem. No, a big problem. So when problems are importante, we don't say an important problem, we say a big problem. A major problem, a substantial problem, not important. And competitors, that's where I hear this mistake a lot as well. In most other cases, importante, of course, can be important. But in this case, when we talk about a major competitor, a big competitor, like Coca-Cola. You know, Coca-Cola has a lot of competitors, a lot of companies that compete with them in the drinks business. But their biggest competitor is Pepsi. Yeah, Pepsi is their biggest competitor. Pepsi is their main competitor, their major competitor. But main is a good word. What's your main competitor? In Vaughan Systems, we have, like in every industry, a lot of competition, a lot of competitors. I don't know who our main competitor is, though. I don't think we have one main competitor. There are a lot of competitors. But yeah, we don't say an important competitor. We say a major competitor. A major competitor. A big competitor. Okay? So that's a common mistake that I do hear a fair bit. Why don't we take a look here? We just have a couple minutes left in the show. A few minutes. Let's take a look at the responses that people are writing in for our sound. Could we hear the sound one more time, Tino? Oh, yes. There it is. So he's working away. He's at home, and Annika says, someone is sweeping with a broom. There's an echo. Echo, echo, echo. So it seems to be inside a garage. Yeah. Yeah, it seems to be in a garage or garage. I would say garage. But Anhel says, yeah, seems somebody's sweeping with a broom. There's an echo, so they're inside. I like that. I think that sounds good to me. Mr. Houses says, I heard through the horse's mouth. Oh, he's talking about our other challenge. We'll get to that in a moment. Someone is sweeping a rough floor, says Melania. Yes. Maria says, someone creeping? No, not creeping. It's sweeping. Okay. Someone is sweeping. Barrer. To sweep the floor or sweep up. We would say to sweep up the... We would say to sweep the floor, but to sweep up the dirt. So you sweep up what is being cleaned. But you sweep the floor. He's sweeping the floor. We don't say sweep up the floor. We say sweep the floor. Sweep up the dirt. Sweep up the dust. Sweep up whatever you spilled. Right? Very good. So, yeah, a lot of people writing in, and I thank you for your participation. Someone is sweeping with a broom. Very good, says Angel. Thank you very much. I want to remind you that we have a challenge open this week. And we're going to give away on Friday a Summer Impact from Vaughn. A Vaughn Summer Impact course. And I want you to tell me what you like about summer. Why do you love summer? With the hashtag on Twitter. Write in to me at I'm Kyle Miller. E-M-A-K-I-L-M-I-R. I'm Kyle Miller. And put hashtag. Right? The el hashtag ese, no? You know what I'm talking about. The hashtag. I love summer. And then tell me why. I love summer because I go to the bar with my friends. I go to the beach and I get a tan and I enjoy the weather and I have a good time. Right? Tell me why you love summer. Maybe you could share a picture. Maybe you could write a letter, a note. Someone wrote a big letter today and took a picture of it and shared it. That's a good way to do it too. Because the most creative and interesting answer will win a very nice prize, really a very, very high value, in fact, a Summer Impact course, and you can choose a date. It is only, unfortunately, it's for Madrid. I don't know if I should say unfortunately or not, but if you're in Beagle, then unfortunately I can't promise that we can honor the prize in other centers, but it will be honored in our Madrid offices. So if you can come to Madrid for a week, or if you live in Madrid and you can you want to spend a week working on your English, the Summer Impact is a great option for that, and you can win it for free by participating in the contest. I love summer. Tell me why with the hashtag. The question on the app today, I got the answer straight from the horse's, 84% of the right answer, the horse's mouth. Straight from the horse's mouth was the correct answer. So thank you for your participation there. Straight directly from the source. It was our expression of the day. So everyone who listened to the show carefully should have got that right, and most of you did. So good job. A lot of people participating as well. Thanks for listening, everybody. Big thanks to Tino for a great job on the show today. Stay tuned for Dave Boys in the Salad. Dave will be with you in a couple minutes. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.